TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry. I was just sitting here thinking about how much I would love a big bowl of gelatinous chicken fat right now. Love that.
You could over rice.
About the only thing that I enjoy that is gelatinous is gelatin.
Yeah.
Fruity flavored gelatin.
It's not an appetizing word.
Mm-mm.
Gelatinous.
Mm. Yeah. He excretes a gelatinous perspiration.
People like in fancy restaurants, they get that bone marrow. Oh,
yeah.
Scrape it onto toast. It's very gelatinous. Mm-hmm. No, people love you. That.
That is gross. That is gross.
There was a word that I wanted to, or term that I wanted to use with y'all that I learned from watching a documentary the other day about the Heaven's Gate cult. And something that they were supposed to, if it happened, come and confess and unburden themselves and really work on making sure that it didn't happen again. Because, you know, it was a cult of celibacy. Mm-hmm. Like, as opposed to a lot of cults, sometimes they'll say, all the women need to be celibate unless you're having sex with the leader, me. Yeah. You know, like David Koresh was, you know, he would tell the
fathering children.
Yeah. But this one was no sex. And as a matter of fact, that's when later on in the cult, before the suicide, a lot of the male members have been castrated. They decided to be castrated. Well, the term that they kept using that I absolutely love was nocturnal excretions.
Ew.
Nocturnal excretion.
So you had to admit to that if it took place? You have to go to the leader or whatever and admit it?
There was no masturbating. There was none of that. You know, you had to be pure of all of those things. And if it happened at night, you know, if you had a nocturnal excretion, then that was a big deal. Yeah.
Wow.
Like as in a dream or like,
Yeah.
It's not even your fault.
No.
Yeah. That's messed up. Ew.
And you end up castrated.
Well, no, you could, the castration thing, the thing about the Heaven's Gate cult was that it wasn't forced upon people or anything. They would let people go and come back and do, you know, all of those things. It was a fully voluntary thing to follow the teachings of this guy. Well, first of all, it started as a woman and a guy, and then she died. But then they believed all this time that a spaceship was going to come and take them to heaven. And that was their faith. And it wasn't just a cult leader who didn't believe in what he was preaching and all that. He was right there with them. He gave them the choice. Like, if you want to be castrated, we'll get that done. I'm going to do it, he said. You know, but when they first did it, they were just doing it with a nurse that was in the cult. and they didn't go to a hospital or anything. And so one of the guys that they were interviewing said, yeah, I had decided to do it. And he didn't, he wasn't there for the suicide, obviously, because they were interviewing. He said, I had decided, yes, I want to do this, because he was having problems with nocturnal excretion. And so there was another guy in the cult that he seemed to be kind of in competition with, because that guy was always a goody-goody, and he was the one that always had the level of commitment that the rest of them, mm-hmm. Aspired to have. And he jumped up as, who's going to go first? And he said, I will. Well, he did, and it didn't go well doing it, right there in the house. And then this other guy said, so I decided to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it said that the woman had that did it used to work for a urologist or something that had assisted with the procedure and all before, but it didn't go right, and the guy swelled up like a balloon.
Oh,
down there.
I just learned something new. I didn't think that adult men, that happened to them. I thought that was something that just happened
nocturnal
during puberty.
Excretion.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would see it happening more and being more of an issue if the adult male is, has taken a vow of celibacy.
Yeah.
No.
That sucks.
Can you imagine, though, what it's like, obviously, for the poor guy who went first?
Oof.
But if you're that guy in the audience, immediately I'm thinking, you think, oh, God, thank God that guy went first. Like, no. Mm-mm.
I mean, he was standing there, like, ready, like, in line. I'm next. And then the other.
Nope.
But then when they did, when they were able to go to a regular doctor and get all it done, most of the guys did it.
Still did it.
That were left in the cult. Mm. But this guy didn't. He's like, he still didn't feel it.
You would think that that's, like, the line that you're not going to cross for any religion. Mm-hmm. Like, get castrated. Like, that's my limit right there.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'm taking this a little too far.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But they weren't requiring it.
Right. Yeah. They all
they did it voluntarily.
Yeah, that was the thing. It said, you have such faith in the fact that a UFO is going to come get us, and you have to be pure.
Oh, my God.
And they
can you remain pure on your own, or should you get this done?
Yeah, they all lived together in one house, right? That was the way it was a big mansion. But they had bunk beds and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, and they lived in several different places throughout the time. The cult was in, it was a thing for since the early 70s. People had been living as part of that cult. And they would still be living like that had the Hale-Bopp comet not been a thing in the news when it did in the late 90s. Because they all said, this is what we've been waiting for. There were people who had lived in that house and part of that cult for years and years and years, for 20-something years. And that was it. This is our trip into the next level, is what they called it. And we're going to lose our vehicles, which is what they called their bodies, their vehicles.
Yeah.
And so... And they ended up in suicide.
But they weren't the ones that drank the Kool-Aid, right?
No.
That was another.
That was Jonestown.
Right.
So how did they die, these guys?
They took phenobarbital, I think, too. It was the same kind of thing, but it wasn't as mass of a suicide, and they did it voluntarily. A lot of the Jones cult people didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And he was basically a communist ruler over those people. He all of his faith and all his his bull crap, Jim Jones, was rooted in communism.
The one that you're talking about, though, they're the ones that lay down on the beds, prepared themselves for that.
Yeah, they were in the Nikes and the shroud and in uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. Just before the mass suicide, the group's website was updated with the message, Hale-Bopp brings closure to Heaven's Gate. Our 22 years of classroom here on planet Earth is finally coming to conclusion. Graduation from the human evolutionary level.
Mm-hmm.
They were happily prepared for what was to come next because of the Hale-Bopp comet.
Yeah. And the leader, Marshall Applewhite, was his name, but nobody ever called him that. They just called him Doe, because they had these special names that they gave each other in the cult that had some kind of alien meaning or whatever. He was at one time a professor at the University of Alabama. He was a music teacher.
It's just wild. They believe
he was Southern. Yeah.
They believe they could transform themselves into immortal extraterrestrial beings by rejecting their human nature, mm-hmm. and they would ascend to heaven, referred to as the next level.
Yeah, because a lot of their teachings was along the lines of Christianity. I mean, it was based in that. Like I said, because their leader was Southern.
Yeah, there's
a thing here. I think he was born and raised in Texas, and he taught it.
Scholars have decided a mixture of Christian millenarianism, New Age, and UFOlogy.
Yeah, UFOlogy.
Yeah, they almost, UFOlogy. Ufology, I guess is what it's actually called. Almost as if they believed the aliens were taking them to heaven.
Yeah,
the aliens were going to pick them up and take them to heaven.
That's what they did.
That's heartwarming.
But they had to get out of those vehicles they were in.
Yeah, but Jim Jones made those people to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it was prison.
You're either going to drink it or you're going to drink it, or your two options.
They would go through, his men would just be, mowing people down, shooting them.
And they killed that senator and all those other people at the airport as well, shot and killed all of them.
Yeah.
Jim Jones.
Yeah, it's one of the first things that I ever remember.
Jim Jones.
It's one of the first news things that I ever remember seeing, that I really got into. Like, what is this about,
But any news report or documentary you see now, rarely mentions his communist teachings and stuff. They don't even get into that.
Yeah, I've never even heard them reference that. But now that you think about it, all live together.
They share everything.
It was very communistic, I guess.
And even before he started the cult, his sermons and all that, his regular church, and I think he was in San Francisco. Had a lot of communist teachings in it and influence.
You know what I've always found interesting, though, and I don't know how this works, and I'm sure it was probably a phone call, but pre-internet, you're in San Francisco, and he goes to start. How the hell does he decide on Guyana? Like, how does he buy this land? Wouldn't that be a big deal? It would seem to be just over. That's where I would lose out as the cult leader. Be like, this seems like too much of a hassle.
But all he had to do was set up some kind of a camp. I don't think they had running water and all that stuff. I think,
and maybe it was easier to just get all the people over. They didn't check passports as much. And we're all going to live out here in the wilderness, man.
Yeah, it was in the jungle. Probably, having to deal with health inspectors or any of that red tape.
Yeah.
I just know it's hot.
Why didn't we pick?
Big like Massachusetts,
big old ants.
Colorado.
They had like a big what do you call it? Like a big almost like a big picnic area.
Yeah.
Mm. And every time you see those pictures of them all sitting around, when he would talk, he's standing on that stage and they don't even have lights, and he's sweating through his shirt. Everybody else is sweating through their shirt.
Oh, damn, it's hot.
I'm leaving this. Cult.
Like a bug's flying in my mouth.
We're piling.
I cannot sleep under just this oscillating fan. What is going on?
Get me out of this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this jungle.
Standing in this damn line for a bologna sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked hot. Hot and sticky.
Yeah, it was a sad deal. I think that guy was a real jerk.
Yeah, I mean.
The more I learn about this Jim Jones guy, he's a real jerk.
A little turd hat, if you ask me. But I heard somebody, when they were doing a Jonestown thing, they said, you got to remember, like, all these people, no one joins a cult. You join a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they didn't look at it like, if you said it's a cult, you'd be like, oh, no way.
Right.
They're like, no, it's a good
thing. Like, yeah, everybody that joins, they think that they found something that is missing from their lives that will make them complete. And then, but then they're always into it before they realize,
oh, it's a
wait
cult.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, dang. I'm in a cult, aren't I?
I've heard about these. I never thought I would be in one.
This is great.
I'm number 60 in line to drink this juice, and the first 50 had just fallen out and died. This is not good.
I really boofed this one.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ace, and this sounds kind of weird to say, but tackling your stress can be stressful. I know, it just makes a bad situation worse. But there's something I found that has a team of dedicated coaches that give you a support system to help you along the way with handling your stress. That's Noom. Noom Mood. I got turned on to Noom through a friend of mine who was using their weight loss program and raved about it and talked about how great it is. And this stress relief program is fantastic. It's a journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Just kind of a guided approach that doesn't take hours out of your day. 10 minutes a day is all it takes. It's accessible. It's convenient. Again, just 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever and wherever using their app. All you have to do to worry less and feel happier is sign up for your trial at Noom.com/ACETJ. That's Noom.com/ACETJ. Try it out. You will love it. Noom.com/ACETJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
It's sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. If a storm has done damage to your house or a fire or a flood or any of that kind of stuff, maybe you've got a sprinkler system in the house that accidentally went off, messed up a bunch of stuff, then you call Paul Davis Restoration. They're emergency technicians. Get over there and they get everything cleaned up and restored. That's why it's called restoration. Restored to the way it was before the disaster happened. Very easy to find. acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. And Paul love it. Paul love it. I always wonder, though, about the cult situation. I wonder if there are statistics as to the percentage of people who have joined cults who are Southern versus not Southern. I wonder if that statistic exists, because you would think that there would be fewer Southerners that would fall into a religious cult because of the, you know, the Bible Belt mentality of, you know, Southerners growing up in Sunday school and being in church every Sunday and Baptists being in church on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights and all of that. You would think that there's more of a religious foundation that they already have that would prevent them from falling into a religious cult.
Are most cults religious? Like religion, yeah, faith-based?
I think so, in some way or another, yeah. But, I could be wrong, but I rarely am. Because it always seems that, you know, that a cult, a person that falls into the, you know, the mind, to be able to be manipulated into becoming a cult member, they're searching for something, they're lost, they don't know what the world has out there, they're open to looking at things like UFOs as being a way to heaven, and, you know, not having the proper, or not the proper, but but any religious foundation at all, you know, whether it be Christian or Muslim or Hindu or whatever else, if you have a faith that you're, you know, that you have a, as your guiding principles, then somebody that comes along and says the only way to get to heaven is through a UFO or a comet of some sort into alien out of space, you're going to say, no, I don't, I'm not falling for that, because you already have a belief in what it is that, that guides you. But
unless I got some hot chicks,
hot cult chicks.
But I think the way
a lot of that stuff is sexual too. That's how a lot of people get drawn into that. It's weird sexual.
But
stuff.
You're but if you only thing, you're the leader.
But I don't. I would never be manipulated into falling for whatever it is of a religious cult. Like I would know. That's not right. That's not for me. I'm not doing that. I wouldn't even go to the, when they put flyers out advertising their meeting, you know, to come in, you know, join or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even go hear the sales pitch. But if it's a cult where, you know, you're going to live there and eat brownies constantly, like I could be in a brownie cult. Yeah, they could exactly. they could tempt me with something like that.
Yeah.
You know, they could tempt me with my favorite things, but I'm not falling for any religious cult.
Yeah, you got strong faith, but some people that don't. Yeah, I mean, if it was brownies, Ace, what would you fall for a cult for? If it was like some hot cult boobies.
Wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something like wing cult.
Yeah, hot wing cult.
Yeah, hot wings.
Free hot wings. If you just come to one meeting, you get free hot wings. Cheesesteak. It would be cheesesteak.
Yeah, that's how they draw you in. Yeah. You come to one meeting and you get like, you can have all the Philly cheesesteaks you want
and
one
beer?
Meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll come to that.
You want
to
eat like this all the time, bro?
Hell yes, yeah. I do. What do I got to do?
We got a place out there, you know, peaceful. And
yeah.
Got
guns,
internet,
four wheelers,
you know, yeah, all the TV you want to watch, all the beer you want to drink.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
All you got to do is just, you know, farm your little plot of land that's assigned to you for the community. Mm-hmm. Rest of the day is yours.
Yep. And then you hear that door lock behind you, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Once you go down that path, that fence doesn't open two ways. It only opens one way, brother.
That's odd.
Yeah.
And you gotta rid yourself of the connections that you have to the outside world. We'll take care of you, but you're gonna get this ice cold beer, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches all the time.
That'd be sick for a couple of days, and then I'm like, oh, I'm in a cult.
Right? Yeah.
Cheesesteak's not worth it.
Yeah. No.
What's with the guards with the machine guns? What's that about?
I can't go.
Yeah.
Wait. What? Okay. So. For me to get the cheesesteak today, you're going to have to cut off my nuts. That wasn't part of the original deal. I wasn't told about that.
This deal sucks.
And what's with the aliens?
Yeah, like what are the aliens going to do?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know about this anymore, actually.
Guys, I think there's been a misunderstanding. I'm just going to skip out.
I didn't read the fine print.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's cool. You can keep my clothes. You keep all my stuff. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm just going to go what I got. I'm just going to get out of here.
And why do we all have to have the same haircut again?
Yeah. Run that one by me again.
Yeah, one reason I would never be a good religious cult member is because it's too much class work. I'd be bored to death. You know, I wouldn't be able to focus on all that. Because when they're inside, all they're doing is sitting around studying and you got somebody preaching at them. I'd be like, oh.
Shut up.
Yeah. What's on Hulu?
Yeah, you like TV too much.
Yeah, they don't got TV in cults, probably.
I'm trying to watch Better Call Saul.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, since we're all interested in cults, obviously, have y'all ever seen The Following?
Yeah.
Let's watch that.
It's awesome.
That was a good show. The Following.
So I just looked up, Googled, are there cults here in our area? And it says, yeah, in 2019, there's a place called World of Faith Fellowship that was featured in a People magazine article investigating cults.
Well, Ace, don't you remember when my wife, the first house she rented in the mountains for my 40th birthday surprise party with everybody, she found out that that house was a cult house.
Yeah.
And they had just started, like, the people who bought it and were renting it out for vacation stuff.
Oy, oy, oy.
And, like, it still had things left behind that showed how creepy it was and everything. And so she had to switch and get another house to just, you know, to, everybody could stay in for my surprise party.
I don't want cult vibes in there.
You got another house that didn't have a cult in it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where are the non-cult houses at?
I didn't see where, you know, I was renting a cult house.
Yeah, nothing. You should disclose that on Vrbo. Yeah.
Mm. Should be.
Is there a filter?
Airbnb should point out this is a cult house.
Mm. We don't need the hot tub. Murder or cult happened here.
Yeah.
But I always wonder, if you went in the cult house, would it be clean? Would it smell good? What?
Sure it does.
Yeah, they probably work to keep it clean. Yeah. And
I would think it would be spotless, because that's part of the deal. Minimalism, most of them, they're minimalist societies. They keep, you know, certain standards have to be kept all the time.
But I wouldn't think the Branch Davidians house, I mean, after the ATF shut off their electricity and all of that, I would think it would smell like a sweat box for out in the middle of the desert in Waco.
But like that Heaven's Gate place, remember
it was a
mansion, but they had those bunk beds. They had very little stuff. There was just stuff on the walls and they didn't have anything out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably not going to buy a whole lot of stuff if you think the aliens are coming to get you.
Right, especially, I mean, but think about it. If you have absolutely zero room in your life for trying to get people to think you're attractive.
Yeah. You know, might as well.
Because nobody in there was trying to say, hey, I need to look good for, I got a crush on what's his name over there. He needs to think I look good. They don't care.
It's literally comfort all the time.
Yeah.
Cotton sweats and Nikes all the time. That's what they wore.
Mm-hmm. And none of them seemed like they'd be cool to hang out with. I mean, they seemed nice in some of the footage that I've seen, but I would never think, you know what? I'd like to hang out with that lady.
Nice where they might be, you think, man, they're really nice. I mean, real odd.
Mm-hmm.
But I say he's a nice person. Yeah. You wouldn't want him visiting.
Right. Kind of like the person that you, you kind of regret getting into a conversation with in a doctor's waiting room.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Or
that's a little much.
A great neighbor, but not one that you want to hang out with. Like, nice, keeps to themselves, will gladly, you know, move your trash can, pick up your newspaper, whatever the case may be, whatever you need. Not that anybody gets the newspaper anymore. You know, but we'll do all those things for you. But you just don't want to invite them over to eat and hang out.
We're just so different.
I will admit to something, though, when watching this documentary on this cult, the Heaven's Gate, and they're showing the footage of the guy talking to the camera, and the internet was pretty new. It didn't even exist when the guy started the cult.
Yeah.
But toward the later part of it, it was, you know, coming out in full force. And he's talking to the camera and posting it on their website and stuff. And this was, you know, 95, 96, something like that. And I'm sitting there looking, going, oh man, his backdrop looks pretty cool. I mean, we could maybe get some ideas for our camera shots.
That's a great looking backdrop.
This is his backdrop. It looked like the sky.
That's neat.
No, yeah. If you can find a video of him, Riggins, where he's just talking to the camera, and you know, he got a nice little. I don't know if that was a green screen they had or what, but he could pretty much put the Earth and the Moon behind him. And
can we do that, please? I want the Earth and the Moon behind me.
Shooting stars going across behind you.
Ooh, look at me. Yeah. I'm on the moon today.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the moon. That's how Rob looks when he goes on Zoom calls. He has these crazy backdrops.
Yeah, Rob, is that a regular green screen or is that some kind of another thing that you have?
It depends on where I'm at. If I'm at home, I do have a regular green screen, but a lot of those programs have built-in like background erasers now.
Okay.
It's probably the only person that has green screen that I know at their house.
I was trying to do Twitch stuff. I was trying to do Twitch stuff and have a green screen.
I need to put on a green outfit and just have my head behind him, just floating.
Just floating from one side of his body to the other, right shoulder.
Talking shit.
Like you just see my head pop out right next to his head.
Your head is good devil, bad devil on his shoulder, or angel devil on his shoulder.
I picture him sitting there now in his underwear in front of this green screen.
Yeah.
Is this Iron Man? It looks so real.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I'll get you, my little pretty.
Sure, Ace. Ace, I'm going to show you something.
What's that sticker on your arm, Alexa?
Where?
On your arm? Other arm?
Other arm?
I don't even have a sticker.
Yeah, you do.
Sticker on your arm?
Look like a banana, like a sticker off a banana or something. You've been under her forearm.
Oh, right here.
Yeah,
it's from my pear. I was eating.
Did you put it on yourself,
no,
or it just ended up there?
It ended up there.
I hate a fruit sticker.
Chilean.
Yeah, they're
annoying.
A lot of times I have a hard time getting started. Like, that's the hardest part, is you feel like you're tearing up your piece of fruit trying to get it off of there.
Most of them are eatable. Edible.
They are.
I think so.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think nothing is going to happen if you eat them, but I don't think you're supposed to.
They're eatable. How do they get applied? Is there a machine that puts a sticker on each piece of fruit or each tomato?
Has to be, right?
Probably.
But how does it keep from damaging it?
The machines are people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Somebody just stand there with a roll of stickers on each apple that comes through.
God, kill me.
Ugh.
Or maybe they're like adhesive side up and they just roll the fruit over it to be less like pressure. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a video of how they put stickers on fruit.
But I do hate a fruit sticker.
Yeah. A machine gently pushes them onto the fruit.
Gentle.
Yeah, it would have to be very gentle.
Yeah, and here's a video from, this is from videos old though. It's from 1995, so I'm sure they've improved that process. But yeah, they just roll them. They roll through a thing, and as they roll past the point, the sticker just peels off right onto it.
Well, we learned that now.
Yeah. How did you end up with the sticker on your arm if you brought in cut up fruit?
I guess it was on one of the pieces.
Oh. So you cut up the fruit without taking the sticker off?
Yeah.
Whoa, what a badass. You're like, I don't even care. I'll just cut right through it.
Who cares?
Did you wash it?
Yeah. I wash my fruit all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm always scared there's going to be worms. Because one time I bought lettuce or kale, and there was like little worms in it. Oof!
You know why?
Why?
You know who you can blame for that?
Take a guess.
I don't know who.
Radical environmentalists who fight against pesticides. So you end up with some bugs in your lettuce and your kale.
You should have bugs in your kale, though. If you're buying kale, you deserve to wash out your own bugs.
True.
I love kale. Shut up. Kale chips are amazing.
They are that.
You know what I'm craving? Kale chips.
And I have some cauliflower chips right now at home.
Those kale chips touch my soul.
They're good.
Oh.
They got a nice crisp to them.
Yeah.
Crisps.
Mm-hmm.
Crisps.
So do so does pea gravel.
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Like
shit.
It's a little bitter, like a bitter leafy green.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yum.
It's bitter.
like in a good way.
Oh, I always want a bitter. It tastes like a bitter leafy green.
It's so good. It's earthy.
It's kind of bittery and dirty. Yeah, it's got a little grit to it.
You don't like radishes? It's like, it's like earthy.
It sounds like the chips taste like bad lettuce.
No, it's good.
You keep adding adjectives and all of them are worse.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a, you know, a combination of sucky and shitty.
Bitter and earthy.
It's earthy. Maybe not bitter, but you know what I mean.
You ever had a Funyun?
Yeah.
Mm. That's a chip.
Trying to be healthy. I for real got cauliflower chips with nacho seasoning on them. They're supposed to be like Doritos.
How close are they?
They're not but at all. It's all right. I'll eat
dirt
them.
Bag.
My mama used to just eat raw cauliflower all the time. This was before it was a popular thing. This was in the 70s or early 80s. You know, she would eat raw cauliflower and ranch.
We had it in my house all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, they put that in veggie trays, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was pre-veggie tray days.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
Or early veggie trays.
But then again, I mean, I'm not trying to act like my mama was a health food nut or anything, because she would also send me in to the place that serviced vending machines and concession stands to buy nacho cheese in a gallon can.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah. It's the only place you could get it back then in our little town was it was called Allen and Allen Vendors, and they were the ones that you know were the wholesalers to the concession stands and vending machines and stuff like that.
But you hate that kind of cheese, don't you?
Yeah, but back then that's all we could get, and she loved it. That was her nachos were her favorite thing.
As a child, though, he did not have such a discerning palate.
Mm. You got a little bougie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got it's bougie. Cheese out of a can.
Yeah, he's gotten bougie through the years. No more buying a gallon of cheese.
Yeah.
From the ballpark.
Yeah, a gallon of liquid cheese.
Uh-huh.
What a snob.
And then she would send me in to Dandy Dan's, which was a convenience store, and get her some nachos. And it had the pump thing over there. And then she'd say, just a few peppers, you know, jalapenos, not mint, just a few. And so I would have to go in there as a little kid and get the little paper boat, put the chips in it, pump the cheese, get in there, and then, you know, try to get outside with it and then hold it all the way home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you couldn't eat nachos driving down the road. I guess you could, but it wouldn't be smart. And that's, you know, that's what she'd want for lunch.
It's like, pretty good to me.
Not me. Even back then, I didn't care that much for nachos. But now, I mean, as far as a sophisticated palate, one of my favorite dips in the world is that white queso in the jar, the Fritos jar.
Yes.
Oh.
You warm it up though, right?
I love that. I don't have to.
You can eat it straight cold.
Yeah, I can eat it cold.
No, yeah. You guys.
I warm it up if I got time, but if I don't,
I was eating it cold one day.
I can't eat it cold.
Yeah, Amanda walked in. She goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I just wanted a few chips." She goes, "You don't heat that up?" And she was dumbfounded.
Yeah, it's gross. You got to heat it up.
No, you don't. Oof. I could put it on other things too. Like I put it on tacos.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, heat it up, pour it on tacos.
I had a roommate in college used to eat like Chef Boyardee right out the can without eating it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
All the time.
Yeah. That just seems like wrong.
Good heated. Yeah, I can't even imagine. That's good cold.
Like you would get sick, but you're not, but it seems like you would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just gross.
Or like a soup straight out the can.
Ooh.
Ugh. Yuck.
Yeah,
soup you wouldn't do that?
Seems gross.
No.
You wouldn't just, you know, grab a can of cream of chicken soup, start like spooning that out
that
in your mouth.
Is gross. Oh. Talk about gelatinous.
Anytime you get something out of a can and it makes a suction sound.
hits that pan, it's still kind of the shape of the can.
When you dump it out, and it stays like in a cylinder.
Yeah. Oh, I should not eat.
I got to get a wooden spoon and kind of push this around a little bit real quick.
I cook so many things with cream of chicken soup. Like we buy it by the, not by the individual can, but you can buy them in six packs of the Campbell's. It's shrink wrapped into four or six cans. That's how we buy it. Because I use it so often.
I do cream of mushroom a lot in a lot of recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And just mushrooms.
Hmm?
What?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I do mushrooms a lot in recipes.
Okay, if you smoke a lot, you don't necessarily cook a lot, do you? But if you do you feel like you are super inventive, or you're just trying to get something cooked and get it eaten because you've got the munchies?
You probably got both kinds of people.
Yeah.
The very intense stoner chefs and then the Chef Boyardee people. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah. I don't think I could make it through a Chef Boyardee can of anything. Ooh, now.
Oh, God.
I do. You're what crazy. Are you talking about? Really?
I never really loved it that much to begin with, but... And it's not because I'm bougie or whatever. I just, because like I said, I'll eat the jar queso stuff. I just don't like the sauce.
Yeah, it's a sweet tomato sauce.
Just put Parmesan cheese on it. It's fine.
Ooh,
and especially things like SpaghettiOs.
Oh, I love SpaghettiOs.
That sauce and those SpaghettiOs. Just,
with Parm cheese. Ooh. Ugh. I love it.
SpaghettiOs, mini ravioli, regular ravioli, beefaroni. The
beefaroni.
I never was a big beefaroni person.
It's the shit.
Yeah, what else was it?
I'll take anything Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, those Chef Boyardee ravioli. Oh, I love those.
Those are good.
Have you ever had real ravioli, Ace?
No, I
have. I've had fried ravioli.
I've never ordered ravioli in an Italian restaurant.
I just had
never.
Ravioli the other day.
Right.
I tell you what, I probably had, I've had, lobster ravioli.
Lobster ravioli, I've had that, Or just regular cheese ravioli with a homemade sauce. Mm. Nothing like that. Or,
I've never ordered that in a restaurant. Lobster
ravioli with pesto sauce
with
on
it. With a pesto sauce.
Oh, yeah. No.
Killing me, Smalls. Uh-uh. I love it.
Yeah. Chef Boyardee all the way, baby.
Right.
Y'all know Chef Boyardee has a lasagna in a can?
That sounds great. Lasagna in a can.
Yeah.
Well, they won't have any when I'm out of here today because I'm going to buy it all up.
Mama mia.
Funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Oh, it was an exciting day. Is it yesterday or day before yesterday? I can't remember, but it was so exciting because we received a huge package at the Ace and TJ Show, and it was a package for our packages. It was from Manscaped. We got a bunch of Manscaped products sent here for us to take care of our business. And you need to be taking care of your business. Your man needs to take care of his business. Now, here's what you got. You got the Performance Package 4.0 with Manscaped that you can take advantage of now for a great price. It's the Lawnmower 4.0. That's the trimmer that has the... skin-safe technology, cut down all the little annoying nicks and cuts. And annoying is an easy word for it. It's actually very painful, and it's a hindrance to your life when that happens. So Manscaped cuts down on all of that. And you got the Weed Whacker. That's the nose and ear hair trimmer.
Let's see. The crop preserver is the anti-chafing deodorant moisturizer, the reviver, the spray-on toner, and you know, you also have the shampoo and all that you can get, the body wash, and all Manscaped products are just great. And if you want to save some money now, you get a 20% off special and free shipping when you use the promo code ACETJ at manscaped.com. So ACETJ at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. And make sure you ask about the Performance Package 4.0. It's going to be great.
It is really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Great stuff.
Good.
I got the body wash, the shampoo and conditioner, the new razor.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's one of those razors that, you know, a man's razor.
Right.
With the blade in it.
Yeah.
That, you know, that your dad would use it or the barber would use.
Okay.
The deodorant's good also.
Put the razor blade in there.
You feel like a man.
Not a cartridge. Okay. Yeah. Not a cartridge. I'm talking about a razor blade. I'm talking about
sick.
I'm talking about the real deal. Real deal, yeah. Man. Mm-hmm.
Like a man. Shaving it like a man.
Hot towel, the whole thing.
A hot towel?
Yeah. You got to put the hot towel over there.
It doesn't sound very manly.
It doesn't?
Not a hot towel part.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about hot towel. Like, if you're not a man, you wouldn't be able to stand it. That's how hot of a towel we're talking about.
It's like damn lava.
Yeah. Yeah. And just throwing a big lump of coal right there on your face. Get all them toxins out of there.
On your chin.
Yeah.
One time I got a was given a massage certificate, and they did I don't know what it was for and or what the details were, but it was like the full treatment thing,
like a Nuru.
No.
Oh.
And they slid they had the gloves and all that stuff, like they put the things over your feet and everything, and when they put them on, the lady was like, "Is that too hot?" And I said, no, it's fine. And in reality, it was so effing hot.
Super hot.
But I wasn't going to tell her it was too hot. I was just like, you know.
Did you just say they put foot gloves on you?
They put gloves on my feet.
They put foot gloves on me.
Did I say foot gloves? I didn't mean to. Did I say that? Are we sure?
You said gloves on your feet.
You said they put gloves on my feet. That's what he had. I didn't know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about.
I didn't mean to say they put gloves on my feet.
Where are my foot gloves at?
Some people wear socks.
Right.
I prefer to wear gloves on my feet.
I didn't mean foot gloves. My bad.
You ain't known a good massage until they put them foot gloves on.
It really, the foot gloves do feel good.
See, and that's the thing. I wouldn't be able to stand all that shit. Those hot stones and stuff. I spend most of my day trying to cool down.
It's pretty relaxing.
You know, I don't want to go do something that's going to raise my body temperature, even to the point where it's going to make red marks on me. I would not enjoy that at all. I wouldn't. You put those hot rocks on me.
I've gone and gotten a pedicure sitting next to Amanda, and I can see her, like, ankles down are red from how hot the water is.
I love it.
And I'm sitting there telling, like, turn that back a little bit. It's a little hot. And I feel like such a baby, but it's, I don't get that. It's so hot.
When Miss Vicky cuts my hair, and she's shampooing it, I don't even think that she has any hot water on at all. It's mainly just, it's Luke at best.
Oh, really?
Or it just, I can't stand it.
Huh. That's crazy. I like taking hot, hot showers where, like, steam comes out of my body. I look like
that's
a lobster.
Women things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a hot shower, but there's a line there that you cross and it just becomes scalding.
Burn my skin off.
I take such hot showers sometimes that I have to get out of the bathroom quickly because I'm going to pass out. It's too hot.
You're risking your life.
I'm like, oh, God, I'm getting lightheaded.
Oh, God.
I love a hot shower. I love it.
Man. I mean, how would you address that in a eulogy? Yeah. It's like cause of death. He loved his hot shower.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved, taking a hot shower.
He's almost died for the dumbest reason, like choking on pizza twice
in a row.
Yeah, the same pizza.
Sitting.
He's going to die from the dumbest shit ever.
A hot shower. All right, TJ, he choked on the same pizza twice.
Yeah.
He got saved and then choked right after again.
He dang kicked an eagle and it ate the shit out of him.
Yeah, the whole, and not just kind of go down the wrong way choking on pizza. No. Like air cut off choking on pizza. Like if he would have been eating alone, he would have died.
For sure.
Yeah. Passing out all
right back to the pizza.
Yeah,
stop
right
passing
back,
out.
Right back to the pizza.
And choked again. Yeah.
And don't forget that I also choked on ice drinking sweet tea one time. Yeah. Blacked out there.
Mm. Blacking out.
You need somebody to stretch out your esophagus.
Oh, God. I got a short esophagus.
Huh? I know the man to do it. Yeah. All of a sudden it turned into mill talk.
Yeah, I mean.
Now you need me to stretch out your esophagus for you? Save your life.
You won't choke no more. Well, one more time.
Did I tell y'all about that? Anytime you're eating a sandwich at the mill that I worked at, what the people, what somebody would say, at least one person who walked by. Well, you eating a sandwich?
Yeah.
You need some more meat on it? Every time. You got enough meat on that sandwich? You need some more meat on that. Yep, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
thanks.
Somebody's already said that. Thank you, Claude.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.